Hi, I'm Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our weekly yearly cycle updates, where we're talking about what's going on God's calendar during this time of the year. So different times of the year, think of it like a 360 degree view of God. As we go around the cycle of the year, just get different angles and insights into what God has done for us, what Jesus has done for us. And this time of year, we just got past the Feast of Pentecost. Pentecost, I think, is the transition of the year. On God's yearly cycle, you got three feasts that happen in the spring. You've got Pentecost is the fourth feast, and you have three feasts that happen in the fall. Pentecost is the midpoint. I think of it as the transition of the year. We're moving over onto the other side of the year. And so I want you to think about, we've got this deadline coming up in the fall. With the fall feast, usually I use the Day of Atonement coming up in the fall this year as a marker in time, as a deadline. What projects is God prompting you to get done? What things is God prompting you to get working on, to get completed before we get to the Day of Atonement? And this time of year is a reminder to take bold action. It's a reminder, it's a time to build. It's a time to build. How are we going to build? I think we can frame the rooms of our house. We talk about the Abundant Life Blueprint, the picture of a house, the different areas of life like purpose and health and family, finances, all these different areas. I think we can reframe our perspectives on those, having the underlying perspective of building on the foundation of God's word, reframing the rooms of our house. We can also build ourselves up in our most holy faith by praying in the Holy Spirit. It's time to build. It's a time to take action. What projects is God prompting you to work on to get completed before we get into the fall here, before the Day of Atonement? So we're going to take communion over this today. Just asking for God's help with this. Heavenly Father, so thankful for all these different seasons of the year, these times of the year, the reminders that we have of you. Not that any time is more special, it just gives us different angles of you, teaches us about you. And this time of year is just this reminder for us to take action, to build together with you, building on the foundation of your word, reframing our perspectives in life. And we're asking for your help, Lord, to build, and to build it the right way. We see the example in scripture of when things are built with not the best quality, they end up being destroyed. We want to build the right way, doing it together with you, God. We're asking for your help with that today. We thank you that on the night Jesus was born, Jesus was betrayed, not born. He took the bread and said, "This is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And he said, "Take it." Let's just take a moment to remember all that Jesus went through. That God was willing to send his one and only son for us. He could have left us on our own, separated from him forever. Jesus was willing to come and humble himself even unto death on a cross, to suffer all that he went through, spit on and hit, mocked and rejected, whipped, nailed to a cross. Worst of all, I believe he's separated from God. The cup of God's wrath is poured onto his body. He was destroyed by God. He was destroyed so that we could be built up together in him. So, Heavenly Father, we thank you for this bread. I'm just thinking now, Jesus says, when this body of this, my temple, this body is destroyed, it's going to be rebuilt. God's going to rebuild us into a holy temple. So, Father, we thank you for this bread. It's all that it means, that we've been connected back to you, right, holy, and perfect in your sight because of Jesus' one sacrifice. We ask you to bless this bread in Jesus' name. If you have your bread, you can take your bread. And after supper, Jesus took the cup. He said, "This is the cup of the new covenant in my blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many. It's the forgiveness of sins that releases us from darkness and transfers us into the light, into the kingdom of your dear Son. We have this covenant relationship with you. Father, we thank you for this cup. And I ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have a juice, you can take a juice. All right, so lately we've been talking about on our yearly cycle updates, installing our filters. Just every night in the top of our journal, just short phrases help us have reminders of these things that we're talking about. Our filter this week, time to build. It's time to build. It's time to build. Just keep rewriting that every night in your journal before bed. Just keep reinforcing it consistently over this next week. But I hope this has been helpful for you today. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you can go to the Abundant Life Training Center.com.